There it is, the big symbol hit. That means it's time for me to start yakking about the Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It's Dave here for the John DiBella Show on this Wednesday, May 8th. How the heck are you doing? As if you can even respond to me right now. We talked about the Philly 500 today, and we're starting our own petition. We're getting sick and tired of the same predictable songs winning it every year. So we have a battle plan to mix it up a little bit. Let's see if you can agree and get on board with that. A guy made the rounds of the internet. He went viral because of an unfortunate incident with a snake in his face. Breakfast with the Beatles saw us talking about Bob Dylan's influence on the Four Lads, and we're not talking about just the one time he shared pot with them. We learned what Nullos are today, and you're going to want to forget immediately. Long Song Wednesday was upon us, so we spun the wheel, and John got his wish. We peered into the Born Losers online diary for another segment called F My Life. And some poor sap somewhere in his teenage years spent his entire life savings at a rather unsavory place. We'll all learn about that and so much more. Let's dive in. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Long Song Wednesday. So if you got them, just send it on in. Remember, our qualifications for a long song, 7 minutes or longer. We'll let you get away with, like, you know, 650 something.
Sure.
Right. But other than that, nope, it's got to be at least in that range. And we have made a decision on Long Song Wednesday.
Yep.
That when we hit the 1 year mark, right, we're going to release all of the songs we played over the past year.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people didn't hear them, and they were already on the wheel of long songs. But if you got one, text it on into us, MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. For those of you sending in Kashmir is already on the wheel, right? I'm just looking over here. And American Pie, no.
Too long.
No, it didn't even matter. Too long. Just no.
2-1-1-ed.
Yeah, right. It's there in the Inagata DeVita division. Now, we play that song enough as a radio station. It doesn't need an extra little spotlight for Long Song Wednesday. But that is coming up at 7:40, and you have till then to get in your request, because two of the slots on the wheel of long songs. You notice why I have to look at the wheel whenever I mention wheel of long songs.
Yeah.
Right. Two of the slots are listener slots, and that's where we put in your picks.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
We're sitting here wondering, are we going to stay on the air or not?
I think there's a stop.
It sounds like a stop.
Like, yeah.
It sounds like a stop.
All right, yeah!
We are having computer issues here in the studio. So Steve is trying to bring it back up to speed. If not, the next 3 hours are going to be brought to you by humming.
All right? Get the kazoo out.
This is what we have one.
I know.
We actually do have one.
And the Mandisa. Right?
This is one of the... Well, folks, there isn't a record to be had here. There isn't a CD that we could grab. Well, we do have one CD. We have a In Case of Emergency CD. Yeah.
What is it, like a Now Hits CD or something?
Yeah, Now Hits 45, I think.
Oh, that's
it is.
A great one.
Right. What was that? Was it Now Hits? What, people are dancing to this? You know, what were those as? Was it just Now
just
Hits?
Just Now.
Yeah.
Now
that's
like
what
86.
I call music.
That's what I was looking for. That's what I call music.
That's the full one. All right. Want some NSYNC up in this piece?
Yeah, that's what we need.
Some Britney?
That's it. All right. Harry Styles, he's got a solo album now, doesn't
he's
he?
He's definitely in there.
Oh, cool.
Try 85.
All right. 62 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds today. Temperature getting up to 70 degrees. Speaking of music, Memorial Day weekend, we will once again have the running of the Philly 500, our exclusive countdown of the top 500 classic rock songs, as voted by you. Now, this again, every year without fail, people will text us after we get to number one saying, I can't believe that made it into number one. And all we have to do is ask them, did you vote? And they're like, well, no. Well, there's why. All right. I think each person gets to pick 10 songs.
Is that it?
That they believe, and that was basically what puts them all in order. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, I was looking over the list of the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those 10 years, 5 of the past 10 years, Stairway to Heaven has come in as the number one song. Folks, popular. No one's grading you
Thank
on this,
you. Yes.
Right?
There's, right.
It's like no one's going to go back and go, oh, I can't believe Bob Snaps went with Stairway to Heaven or didn't
yourself.
Pick Stairway to Heaven. Right? No. Just go on your own.
I mean, Citizen Kane doesn't have to be your favorite movie
right,
of all time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the funniest thing is, of those top 10, right, only one was an American band.
Really?
The Eagles with Hotel California about 3 years ago. But it was Stairway to Heaven, it was Pink Floyd, right? Stairway to Heaven, Pink Floyd, what was it?
Comfortably Numb.
Then Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to Heaven. Then Day in the Life, Day in the Life.
Okay.
Hotel California, Stairway to Heaven. Uh-huh. All right, and Hey Jude.
Yep.
You know, so folks, that no one's grading you on this. Don't worry about it. Right, you can pick what you want. Pick your dad. As a matter of fact, I think I'm gonna pick a song.
Okay,
I'm gonna. I need a little time to think about it, and I'm gonna pick a song and campaign for it this year.
All right, I like.
I mean,
that
you know, last year, you know, Andre was campaigning. He's always campaigning for a Beatles song to be in there.
Right.
You know, and it's like I'll campaign for some. Maybe I'll campaign for a Who song. That's what I'm going to do.
I like it.
You like that?
The
right.
Who are coming Memorial
right.
Day weekend.
They're
perfect.
Coming Memorial Day weekend. They should be there. All right? So can't talk about much of anything else, Steve. How are we doing?
You know what? I bet you if you fire one of those faders, Stevie Nicks is going to play.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay. Well, here goes nothing, folks, because the computer is being very disagreeable. We can honestly say we are flying blind.
Hey!
Whoa! We don't know what's going to happen next.
The Doors are after this. I don't know if the Doors will stop, though.
In regards to the Philly 500 for a Memorial Day weekend, we were talking about this earlier, and it seems we've got the computer sort of working again, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. But with that in mind, if you're going to vote, as we said, it was like out of the past 10 years, 5 times Stairway to Heaven. And I'm not dissing Stairway to Heaven in any way, but it doesn't have to win every single year. Right.
Right.
And, you know, and 3 times the Beatles won. And then only one time did an American band get in there. And that was Hotel California from the Eagles. I'm not going with an American band, but I'm going to say do you guys agree with my pick?
Yeah, I think that was it's been close enough to the top multiple times that
to come up with just something different.
Yeah. And I think it's fitting with them coming to town on
exactly.
Memorial Day
weekend. All right. We're going with The Who. The John DeBella Show says vote The Who. And who are you? All right. That is the song you should be going with. For number one on the Philly Five. Just make sure it is one of your 10 votes. Mm-hmm. When you go in there, make sure you're voting for Who Are You each and every time, because it's about damn time this changed. Right there?
It's going to finish lower than it ever has now.
Oh, it's Jim Bachman today.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
All right. Well, you're obviously doing a hell of a lot better than our computer. All right. We're just giving us all kinds of problems this morning. We were literally flying blind for 20 minutes.
That sounded good, though.
Yeah, okay, as long as it worked.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
There is something. We just posted this up on our page at WMGK.com. You can get to that through Facebook as well, right? But a guy in Oklahoma on Sunday went over a friend's house, opened the front door, didn't notice that a 5-foot, 5-inch long snake was wrapped around the light at the front door. And as he opens the screen door, right, to knock on the door inside, the snake comes out and bites him.
Oh,
and it bites him like right at the eye. I mean, really, right, like at the top of his cheek, right under his eye. I mean, here's, we had to edit this a little because when you get bit by a snake, it's amazing the words that come out of your mouth. But here's what it sounded like. Here's the guy walking up.
Ow! Kurt, take me to the hospital. Take me to the hospital. I got snake. It's your mailbox right there.
Right outside the front door.
Hit me.
Right,
in the face.
He ends up, luckily for him, it wasn't a venomous snake.
Okay.
The guy is okay.
Oh, it looked like one, too.
Yeah, it sure
like a
did. Right, it sure did. A neighbor came over and decided that he'd help them and get rid of it. Went with Sledgehammer.
Yeah!
sledgehammer
in the grass.
In the grass.
I might use the driveway, but whatever, man.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the song you should be voting for each and every time you're voting for the Philly 500, the Who's
yes.
Who Are You?
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
It was on this date in 1965 that the Beatles went to a concert at London's Royal Festival Hall to see Bob Dylan. I mean, Dylan's music really was impressing them. Freewheeling came out. They started listening to that. It especially impressed John Lennon and George Harrison. And the effect of his influence on them was really three ways. There were three main things that came out of his effect on them. First, it widened their range of subjects and themes that they could address in their music. It doesn't have to be, I love her, she loves me, we have fun, we love each other, right? You know, second, they started conveying the notion that lyrics could have something reflective and significant to say about contemporary society, about human relationships, and even the human condition itself. I mean, everything started to change. And the last thing, they just started fostering a more personal and emotionally direct mode of addressing their listeners, addressing their fans, right? They started to sing about stuff that came into everybody's life, not just their own. Or as they put it in meeting Bob Dylan.
He was our idol.
Bob was our hero.
We just heard his record. As I said, we listened to his album and it really gave us a buzz and we played it constantly over and over and over again.
I mean, I heard of Bob through John. He'd played the records to me and it was just great.
The John Bella Podcast. John DeBella.
Jim, did you ever join an organization where you had to have some sort of weird entrance requirement? Not necessarily a hazing, but like, you know, like I was telling the guys, I had to learn the Greek alphabet to become part of a honor fraternity.
No, I didn't do the frat thing at college, so no, nothing crazy, no.
All right, because it seems that, I mean, there are some tough initiation rituals, but this guy... Yeah. This is more than I would ever want to go through. I think any one of us would ever want to do. Have you ever heard of Nullos?
No.
Sounds like a delicious cookie.
No. Yeah, it does sound like a delicious cookie. And Nullo is a subculture that's growing in America. It requires two things to become part of it. You have to be a man, and you have to cut off your own junk.
Oh, cool. Jim, is that how you got into Total Traffic?
Nello.
Yes, he's part of the League of Eunuchs.
Yeah. I mean, Terry Gates
can't tell you about it.
Is a 23-year-old Washington, D.C. resident. He says he chopped off his own boy self by himself in his apartment in April of 2016. He started then, and then he finished the job this past weekend in North Carolina.
What? Right?
Doing both with a ceramic knife.
You wear a diaper for 2 years? How does that?
I don't know. I beats me.
Where does the word Nello come from? Does it say?
No. It says that he hasn't been able to identify himself as a male or a female, just somewhere in between. He also says that his boyfriend, it seems that you made a choice, right? His boyfriend is cool with him doing the surgery.
Guys, I have a $1 million idea.
Yeah, what's that?
127 hours, too.
Oh, nice, nice. I'd throw in my cash for that. Let's get it started. Kickstart it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
I wonder how many people get what I'm driving at whenever I say Bacaruta. All right, as opposed to Barracuda.
I think they feel you.
They understand? All right. Do you know what I'm referencing?
Yes.
All right, okay.
It's like a long time reference, right?
Yeah, it's a long time reference.
Yeah,
right.
For the old heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
me.
Right.
No idea. I just let
they
it slide.
Used to
every
be a Plymouth when they made Plymouths, okay. All right, there used to be a Plymouth called the Barracuda. And when the car was new, they ran a series of ads where this guy couldn't say it. And he always would say Bacaruda, right? And ever since this song came out, I've been calling it Bacaruda.
Yep.
61 degrees outside, mixed sun and clouds today. The high temperature, about 70 degrees. And time now for the Wheel of Long Songs. Lots of songs coming in this morning. And we're getting so many repeats of songs that have come up in the wheel. And when we hit the one-year anniversary in June, we're going to turn over all the cards.
Refresh.
And all songs are up for grabs once again on the wheel this week. Of course, there is the listener pick. Two different slots for listener songs. We've got a lot of good ones coming in. Lou Reed's intro, Sweet Jane. I think I'm going with this again this week. I'd like to see that pop up on the wheel. Humble Pies, I Don't Need No Doctor. Right, Susie Q. You still going with Susie Q?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Susie Q.
You going anything different this weekend?
I've never heard it before, but I'm going to go with Neil Young, Cowgirl in the Sand.
Cowgirl in the Sand?
Because I love Cowgirl.
It used to be Cowboy in the Sand, but in 2019, Neil changed it to Cowgirl in the Sand.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, that's a crock of crap.
I like Cowgirl better than Cowboy, so.
There is the bonus slot, and we don't even know what's behind those. Those are put in by Bill, our program director. Right, and the bonus slot doesn't have to be a long song. It's, it's usually a deep track of some kind. Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. That's been there for so long, I can't even get it off the wheel anymore. All right, and then, of course, Neil Young's Cowgirl in the Sand. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's spin the wheel. You know what? I'm not starting on yellow again this week.
Okay.
Because that's what happened. I started on yellow last week, and it landed on the same spot twice. Here we go.
Look at you.
I've been waiting for this song for weeks now, and I got it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are going into Long Song Wednesday with Lou Reed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch!
MGK.
Right now we'll do F My Life. Similar, but not the same.
Every day I run into all kinds of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
Yep, F my life. These are actual stories that are posted on the F my life website, and then you could go there and check them out yourself. Or maybe there's something going on in your life would make you register something up on the F My Life site. Steve, why don't you get us started this morning?
Well, after much self-doubt and awkwardness, I learned that I look amazing in a little black dress. Now I have to figure out what I'm going to tell my wife.
Hey!
Dave?
I was outside urinating on a cactus. Then all of a sudden my dog jumped up on my back, knocking me into it.
Oh,
F my life.
My life. Oh,
prickly
my God.
Life.
I was giving a PowerPoint presentation in class when I put my flash drive into the computer. Right then, a nude picture of myself popped up on a 110-inch projector screen for all 35 of my students to see. This is a 16-week course. F my life. Back to you, Steve.
This morning, my dad walked into my room, threw some magazines on my bed, and calmly said, "You left your porn in the bathroom again."
Old school. I like it. Today, my 5-year-old daughter called the police to report her stolen notes.
Oh, no.
That's my life.
Oh, no. That's what happens when little kids learn 911. Right, and lastly, this morning, yesterday, I came home from a business trip to find my house covered in rose petals. Aww. Thinking it was a romantic notion for my boyfriend, I went up to the bedroom, opened the door to find him lying there, getting it on with my sister.
Oh,
F my life.
F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I'm going to assume, I know Dave was, I'm going to assume with the amount of bachelor parties that you've been to, Steve.
Right.
Right. You've spent some time in a strip club, in a gentleman's club.
Yeah.
You know, in order for it really to be a gentleman's club, they have to serve steak.
And steakhouse. Yes.
Right. A gentleman's club and steakhouse. Yep. It's really? Is anybody really going there for steak? Check this guy out. What's the month most you ever thought you dropped in one of those clubs?
Oh, I don't even know. I know I've managed to spend zero.
Okay, yeah, I've done that too.
Absolutely, but yeah, your brother...
That was a given for you, Dave.
Yeah, but my brother just recently got married, and it definitely contributed to his fun that night.
I have no idea.
Probably 200, 300 bucks.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, a guy named Will Thornton doesn't remember blowing his life savings at the X in the City strip club in Liverpool.
Do you accept 401ks?
All right. It seems that he's 18 years old, and he decided to live a little bit, and he went to this club to get some drinks and some lap dances. And rolled in about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, rolled out at 1 o'clock in the morning, right? When he woke up the next morning, he was hungover, had no memory of what happened, but found out that he spent $4,500, all of the money he had saved, right? And now this is what I love. Some sympathetic soul has set up Will Thornton's I'm an Idiot Fund, right, to help him recoup his losses. So far, $349.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.